Each young peacekeeper makes a crucial contribution to international peace and security. Each young peacekeeper brings energy and hope to their mission, values they can never have in short supply of this difficult job.
This is UNIFIL Head of Mission and Force Commander, Major General Stefano Del Col, remarking in a recent speech on the tens of thousands of young peacekeepers currently serving around the world, notably in South Lebanon. Today, we will introduce to you two of them. You are listening to UNIFIL radio program, Salam Min Al Janoub. These are the sounds of a mine detector that are too familiar to 25-year-old Tan Panha, warrant officer from UNIFIL's Cambodian contingent.
In UNIFIL, I'm serving as a deminer. The very first day I went to a demining field, I didn't find any mines. But the next day, pretty soon after the work began, I found a mine, which made me so excited. My hand and body began to shake a little as soon as I saw the mine in the ground.
Man down!
The reason that I was excited and nervous was the fact that I thought I couldn't find a real mine in Lebanon. But when this actually happened, it made me happy and very proud to say that by destroying a mine, I saved someone's life. It is such an uplifting thing for your spirit to know that you are contributing to keeping Lebanese lives safe from the danger of the remnants of war.
Warrant Officer Tan Panha explains her decision to pursue a military career with a few reasons. The example of her two elder brothers and an elder sister who joined the army before her is just one of them. Another was her strong desire to show that women could successfully perform those duties and responsibilities that traditionally were considered as exclusively for men. Hence, Warrant Officer Tan Panha decided not only to join the army, but to become a deminer.
As we know, not so many women want to work as deminers. Working under the hot sun from Monday to Friday is not appealing for those who are too concerned about their beauty, body, and skin. And yes, this job can involve risking your life. Furthermore, the biggest difficulty, at least in my case, is personal protective equipment that every deminer must put on before going to a minefield. It is so heavy, almost one-third or slightly more of my own weight. Just imagine what it's like to work in such a suit on a very hot day like the ones we have in Lebanon.
There are a number of other challenges that Cambodian peacekeeper Tan Panha has to face while she's far away from her home country. The tour of duty to Lebanon became her first trip abroad.
Just a couple of weeks after I arrived in Lebanon, it snowed. I was very happy to see it for the first time in my life, but on the other hand, I couldn't stand the cold weather. Or rather, I thought I couldn't because gradually I was trying to adapt to it. We in Cambodia don't also have very hot summers like in Lebanon. When it's too hot here, I get a headache. The best remedy in this case is just to remind myself that I'm here for work, not for traveling. And it is through my service, through minimizing the danger of mines and other remnants of war for the Lebanese people, that I'm paying back the debt of my country to the UN and the international community for the tremendous job they did while clearing, in the 90s, minefields in Cambodia.
You are listening to the UNIFIL radio program Salam from the South, and we are talking today about young peacekeepers that are serving in UNIFIL. Unlike Warrant Officer Tan Panha, who spends most of her time in the field, Captain Roberto Ramirez from UNIFIL's Salvadorian contingent spends most of his time in a confined indoor space. Perhaps it gives him better protection from the elements, but the duties that he performs and the constant alertness it requires exposes him to strains and stresses. His job is to monitor the situation on the ground as it happens in UNIFIL's Sector East area of operations.
Nos encontramos en el centro de operaciones tácticas.
We are in the Tactical Operations Center, which is at the heart of the mission. Here we are in charge of monitoring all the activities of our patrols on the ground, the patrols that we conduct in coordination with the LAV, the observation post that we set up to maintain 24-hour surveillance throughout the area of responsibility. We provide instructions to the units on the ground when any type of incident occurs, and we also immediately inform UNIFIL Sector East Commander of everything that is happening throughout the different applications and means we have to transfer information. My assigned position is team leader of one of the Watchkeeper teams. The Watchkeeper teams are composed of 16 elements from different countries, El Salvador, Spain and Serbia.
Every day, UNIFIL carries out 450 different activities, most of them patrols. Captain Roberto Ramirez has to follow many of them in real time from his computer monitor.
Well, in the application that we have on the screen, we are automatically updating the position of each of our patrols. This can be observation posts. They can be combined patrols with Lebanese Armed Forces personnel. They can be foot patrols, blue line patrols. This application also allows us to have first-hand knowledge of which unit are on the ground and what they are doing.
Captain Roberto Ramirez and his team not only have to follow UNIFIL activities, they have also to be aware of various incidents, minor or major, and for this reason, they must constantly monitor the situation on the ground.
We can immediately observe everything that is happening, be it controlled demolition of mines, Shepherd's blue line violations, or any other activities or incidents in our area of responsibility.
Most incidents that Captain Roberto Ramirez has to deal with are minor, which is not surprising since the south of Lebanon has been enjoying the longest period of relative calm and stability in its recent history. Peacekeepers like Warrant Officer Tampanha and Captain Roberto Ramirez play an important role in ensuring this calm and stability continues now and into the future. Thank you for listening to this special episode of Salam from the South, an audio production of the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon.